Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I got a question for you. What would you tell a younger you if you could?
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. We're live here today. By the way, before I get into the topic on a younger you, because I want you to call and tell me what would you tell a younger you if you could, we want to say thanks to everybody who we got a chance to meet and share with and love on and teach and be with at our Hope for Your Home conference in Glendale, Arizona, in the Phoenix area, on Saturday. Kevin Lehman and myself, we had a great time. We just had a fantastic time with folks from all over the valley and people driving from different places around the state and outside the state that came to be with us, and we had a lot of fun. It was fantastic. So I want to say thanks to our entire team who put this on. We had a full house, chair set up in the back, great time. Everything just went really well. And by the way, for Albuquerque, you know by now we had to reschedule. We were planning to be there this month as well. And Kevin and I are rescheduling to be with you in this fall. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a few weeks. We're going to have a great time in Albuquerque as well. Today we're focusing on a younger self, you know, Bart Millard from Mercy Me, the Christian band. Maybe you've heard their music. And maybe seen the movie on Mercy Me. Well, Bart Millard is a gifted writer, and he wrote a song really reflecting in his own life called Dear Younger Me. Looking back, think about looking back. What would you tell a younger self with fresh eyes, maybe through the hurts and losses and joys and challenges that you've been through? If you could go back and talk to a younger you, what would you tell a younger you today? You could tell us what that would be. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone line is open. We're live here today at 888-888-1717. We asked Laura that question, and here's what she had to say.
I would tell myself not to worry, and that sometimes I might not understand why I'm going through a certain situation, but to just trust in the Lord. Because looking back, had I done that, I probably would have saved myself a lot of frustration.
Dear younger me, where do I start? If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me.
Hey, what would you tell a younger you? Our phone line is open. Give us a call at 888-888-1717. Would we listen? That's always a question, too. Maybe you had some older folks that were seniors at the time wanted to speak into your life. Did you listen? But if you could tell a younger you, what would you tell yourself? 888-888-1717. Megan from Michigan, what would you tell a younger self?
I would say, dear younger self, you're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, but God's mercy and grace are there for you just for the asking. So just remember to lean on Him through everything you go through, because this is going to make you stronger.
Trusting in the Lord. I asked my wife, Donna, when I was coming down to the studio, I said, Donna, what would you tell a younger self? She looked at me. I said, I'm going to say it on the air, so tell me something I could share. And she said, well, you know, I would, because Donna really likes to have a nice home. She takes care of our home so beautifully. She said, I probably would have relaxed more and not been so concerned about having everything perfect and the house perfect and, you know, making sure everything is just as it has to be. In other words, relaxing a little bit and just enjoying the process of life. I think sometimes we can get caught up. That's certainly something in our lives. Maybe looking back, what would you tell a younger self? 888-888-1717. We asked Tara from Arizona what she would tell a younger self.
I would tell myself, if I had the chance, to really learn the heart of God and just know who He is and how much He loves me. I think it would have saved myself a lot of heartache through life, just knowing who I am in Christ and how much He really loves me, and opinions of others are just opinions, and the ones that really matter comes from God, and He sees me as beautiful and perfect in His sight, and I needed to hear that as a child. And so if I could go back, I would definitely speak that into that young girl.
Thank you, Tara. Listen, the lines are busy. We'll get to your calls. They're backing up, and that's great. Just if you get a busy signal, keep calling 888-888-1717. I think we touch a nerve, and I think Bart Millard, when he wrote the song, touched a nerve because it was a reminder to us that life is progressive. In fact, at the conference this weekend, I talked about the three basic thirds of life. The first third is kind of a learning time. You're experiencing things. You're learning things. It's probably a time when you're getting married. You're starting to think about careers. It's a time where you're getting your education. You're making decisions about values. And that's why it's important to have goals in those first third. The second third, taking you up to, oh, I don't know, like 30 to 60, is kind of the living third. This is the kind where you're building your family, you're collecting a lot of things, you're developing things. This is when your garage fills up with all the junk. And this is, you know, we look back and we realize it's in this second third of life that we are in the process of really pursuing. It's a heavy time of pursuit. And then I think in the last third of life, kind of 60 and beyond, thereabouts, one way or the other, is kind of learning to let go. You're getting into a stage where you're getting less of things. You're letting go of things. Sometimes letting go of some health issues, letting go of strength, maybe letting go of control, letting go. It's this time of change. But in each of these stages, it gives us an opportunity to maybe think about what would be different if I could go back and have lived in a younger third of life? What would I tell them and tell me? You know why we're doing this today? Because we want you in the first third to hear from those who are in the second and third thirds of life, and they're reflecting back. Maybe they can help you. Or maybe in the third third, talking to someone in the middle of life and learning from that. And we'd love to have you join in as well. What would you tell a younger you? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Mike, who's on the line. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What would you tell a younger you?
You know, I would tell a younger me to take my time, not to rush into nothing, and just get myself in order first before I tried to work on a family or a career. That's what I would tell a younger me, is to make sure that I was grounded in the Word and I had a really strong relationship with Christ, and then I could find a future wife, I should say, that is also grounded in the Lord and not just kind of scraping the hard soil, if you will.
And not rush so quickly without really taking time to make sure the decision, you knowing the decisions you're making at that point are going to impact you down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at your conference this this weekend, and I got to really tell you, it was emotional for me because it was a reality check, but it was a good learning tool to put in my tool belt.
Well, good. Well, did you get one thing to take away? We talked about that one thing at the end of the conference.
You know what? I did, and that's what I've been kind of festering on is taking my time now and grounding myself. I got that book. My marriage was hijacked.
Yeah,
Starting for Affection.
Right.
So I'm eager to get into that, and I had sent that to my ex-wife because I still want to save my marriage, but I got a copy for both of us, and hopefully God'll open the doors again.
Well, we'll be praying for you, Mike, and you're sharing with others to slow down, take your time. But here's the thing: the story is not over.
Absolutely.
We're looking in the rearview mirror, and the rearview mirror is small. The windshield is big, but we stop sometimes to look in the rearview mirror to get a glimpse of where we come from because it gives us a perspective. But we don't live there. That's the good news. We're not going to live in the past, but we're going to learn from it, and that's a good thing to do. Hey, Mike, I'm glad you came to the conference, had a positive experience, and we'll be praying for you, my friend, and your journey.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That's good. Mike was at our conference. If you didn't hear about it, Kevin Lehman and I, Hope for Your Home Conference in Phoenix this last weekend, with parenting and marriage and the powerful message of doing the next right one thing, to be intentional. Okay, Sharon's in Florida. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What would you tell a younger you?
To stay focused and let go and let God, and then everything will just happen the way it's supposed to be.
Do you feel as you look back that you jumped around too many things, didn't stay focused on the priorities?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I thought, oh, this will work. No, I don't want to do that. I lose interest and go on to something else instead of staying focused on what I should have done and stayed focused on God and the plan He had for me.
Hmm. You know, you can start that today, though. It's never too late, is it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I hope some younger folks listening will catch that reminder. It's good. Stay focused. Be intentional. One of the things we teach at Intentional Living, I won't go into a lot, it's a whole conference, but there's a good intentioned life where you have good intentions, you intend to do something and you don't, and that's procrastination. Then there's what we call the unintentional life, where you are very busy, you do a lot of things, but when you stop and think about it at the end of the day, the year, and you reflect on what you've done, you think, wow, where is this taking me? I'm just exhausted, I'm busy, maybe I'm successful in some people's eyes, but it doesn't feel like it's getting me to where I want to go. And so in either case, the good intention life, which is you've got good intentions but don't act, or the unintentional life, you act but you're not sure where it's taking you, both of those can be very non-productive long-term. All right, thank you, Sharon. Let me get Barb on the line. By the way, we'd love to have you join in. If you get a busy signal, hang up, redial. We're just going to get as many folks on as we can. As you tell us what you would tell a younger you, the phone line is open at 888-888-1717. Barb got through from Michigan. Hey, Barb, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Randy.
What would you tell a younger you?
Well, believe it or not, I've thought of this many, many times over the years. I'm in my mid-60s and grew up a hippie and very independent and kind of a little stubborn, but did my drinking and my partying and everything, and I have nieces and nephews. I've been sober 28 years, and I give all the glory to God for it. But I just tell them, you know, if I could change that, all the times I wasted in the bars and everything else I put my body through, it's just not worth it. And if things that my parents or my grandparents, wise words from a teenager throughout my adult life, have definitely come back to me in my adult and now in my senior years. And one of them, my grandpa used to always say, if it's worth doing, do it well. And so like in this day and age, you really, if you're going to go to school, you really need to pay attention, because finding a job is very hard out there and it's very discouraging. Mm. And just because you have the money or your paycheck doesn't mean you have to spend it all. So we were never brought up to be savers.
That's good.
And so those are things I've tried to instill. And that just, I had a praying family, and God is a cool God. It's not like, oh, well, He's not cool, He's boring, you know, it's just not for me. And boy, I tell you, I wish I would have listened to my family from a teenager, you know, a lot of wasted years. But all that matters is that now I am saved, I am His, and I know where I'm going to be going when it's my time.
Amen. And that's the key. Listen, that's why we're doing this. We're taking a glance into the rearview mirror today. But as you know, if you stay in the rearview mirror too long, you crash into a tree on the road, right? Or the car in front of you. So we're just taking a glance into the rearview mirror today to talk to a younger self. Hopefully someone coming behind each of us will catch something today that helped them be more intentional in their walk. That's why we're doing this. We're in this together, folks. We're in this journey of life. Love to have you join us. What would you tell a younger you? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
But the world looks at us based on what we do, our accomplishments.
but our children will remember us by who we were. My kids aren't impressed that I wrote books and I'm on the radio and I do. They're not impressed, see? Because I'm dad. And it's my relationship with them that's more important than what I do.
That's an excerpt from one of the lessons I taught on high-stake relationships. I use that term, high-stake relationships, in this teaching series because when you think of something at high stake, if you miss, it's going to cost you a lot. It's expensive in a lot of ways. And I sat down and thought about what are some of the high-stake relationships that can create a real problem in our life if we don't deal with them and in a way that's godly, and how to discover the principles of using intentional living that can bring more life and vitality and quality to the key relationships in your life, like your adult children. So I did a whole lesson on adult children, on your in-laws. Boy, there's a topic this weekend. Someone asked the question about in-laws, and there was one giant groan in the whole auditorium. It was just, wow. I didn't realize everybody's struggling at some level, either positive or negative, but this is an area. Intentional living with your in-laws, a whole teaching on that. Intentional living for blended families and for single parents. And it's two DVDs, and I'd like to get this into your hand today to say thank you for your support for the ministry, because we can use your support. You've heard me mention that we have an immediate need to help us eliminate a shortfall that we've experienced over the last couple of months in support for the ministry. And so I want to be able to say thanks as you share your best gift right now, no matter what the amount is that God lays on your heart. I want to challenge some of you. Maybe God's blessed you in your business, your family, and you could be very generous today. That would be a great help. Or if you become a monthly member of the ministry, we're going to send you the 4-lesson DVD resource, High Stake Relationships. Just give today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717. Okay, and I want to say thanks to Heidi from Midland, Texas, for joining us in support of the ministry. Thank you. And also I want to thank our friends from the Doug Newborn Law Firm in Tucson have joined us in support in every month. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate that. Very thoughtful. Businesses can get involved in supporting the ministry, or individuals, couples. Thank you much. Dear Younger Me, we're focusing on looking back in the rearview mirror to get a glimpse of the past and learn what would we tell that person. If you look in the mirror and you see the younger self, what would you tell them? You ready? Let's get back to the calls. Let's go. Let me see Michigan. Katie's on the line. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What would you tell a younger Katie?
I would tell myself not to focus on the things that the world brings to us, not worldly items, and focus more on what we have to look forward to once we get into heaven. And I would also like to say that when you're first starting out in those stages of dating and your career, just make sure that you follow what God wants. Make sure when you're dating, you look for someone who is going to be on the same level of you when it comes to your relationship with Christ. And I think there should be a big emphasis on that, because later on down the road, when it comes to your marriage and when you come to have children, it's very important that everybody's on the same level.
It's true. And what happens is that sometimes one person will outgrow another person spiritually or otherwise. And when we're not on the same level in terms of interests and desires and priorities, that difference creates a problem. And so learning to, like you say, to pick, make sure you pick carefully and be on the same level, that's important. Appreciate your call, Katie, and thanks for listening today, too.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day in Michigan. Let's move over to New Mexico. Holly, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great. What would you tell a younger Holly?
Well, it's the same thing I'm telling myself now, I think, but it's really to look into some discipleship and mentoring someone in that next stage of life to guide you and advise you. So,
When you look back, did you have someone, or now you look back and say, I wish I would have had someone?
Well, I had my mom, but I wasn't always open to listening to my mom because she's my mom. And now she's more of my mentor and confidant, but at that point in time, I really couldn't do that.
That's good advice. All right. Well,
I should listen to her more.
It's never too. I don't think it's ever too. And I don't think we ever get to a point where we don't need people speaking into our lives, no matter what age we are. I did a teaching, Holly, a number of months ago on the topic of, the five men that most influenced my life. And these were men that spoke into my life. But even today, I got men that speak into my life and people that speak into my life and individuals who have influence in my life. And we need that. Whenever we get into this idea that we're all alone, we can do everything ourselves, it's a very dangerous place to be. All right, if you just joined in, this is a program worth reviewing and listening to again, because there are people sharing what they would tell a younger self, maybe helping you because you're at that same stage today. You're welcome to join us, because we're going to stay in the studio and continue to just record these calls for the next half hour. So you're welcome to call at 888-888-1717. Teresa is in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Teresa. What would you tell a younger Teresa?
Thank you. I would tell myself that in a few years, or in several years, someone's going to ask you the question, if you could go back and change anything that happened in your life, what would it be? And after much thought, I'd tell myself, not a thing. And that's right, not even what I'm going through right now or what you're going through right now, because it's maybe who you are today, and who you are is pretty amazing. So hang in there, live the best life you can, make the best choices you can, and you'll be all right.
So take it day by day.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, Teresa, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We're talking about younger selves, and, as I think about myself, looking back, and I believe it or not, I would tell myself, probably this is why I do this, I would say, Randy, when you were younger, you should have been more intentional then in terms of some things that not getting sidetracked with other things, not that I got sidetracked in things that were evil or wrong or destructive, but just to be more intentional in terms of being laser focused on the things that are really going to make a difference. The kids during those years really being more intentional and focused on spending time with them, investing in their lives, because you can get, that's that building time of life where you're building a career, you're building a ministry, you're doing a lot of things. And you look back and say, hey, maybe if a little bit less of this and a little bit more of that, but again, we can't live with regrets, but we can learn from those. We can learn from what we experience to be able to pass on to others, and that's what we're doing today. All right, we continue to ask the question, what's the one thing, if you could go back, what would you tell a younger self? And Janie from Arizona, what would you say?
I grew up in a Christian home with two younger sisters, and looking back, it saddens me because as I was growing up, I spent most, if not all of my time focusing on myself, on my own interests and my own pursuits, and never really taking the time to even think about investing into my younger siblings. I guess I saw us as just three independent people going our three independent ways, and as a result, they seemed to both go after many friends. And when I look, a lot of the friends probably were not the best influence on our lives or even have their best interests in mind, whereas for me, I love my sisters dearly, but just never even occurred to me that I could have a positive impact in their lives. Now I have two daughters, and when I look at them, I can see where I missed out in the past. However, at the same time, it's also encouraged me to intentionally take the time to invest in my daughters and to teach them to really help and encourage each other as well as we're going through life. And in all this, I think looking back, I would tell myself to really take the time to stop and minister to those around me that I know the Lord has actually truly placed in my life, so that together as iron sharpening iron, we can really help each other grow up together and be the best that we can be for Him.
Thank you, Janie. Appreciate your call. As I mentioned, we're just receiving your comments today, and I want to stay here even though we're going off the air live and talk to you all. We'll put this down and record it and use it on an upcoming program. So you're welcome to call and speak to a younger you. Where'd this come from? You just joined us. I was thinking about the Bart Millard song, A Dear Younger Me, and we started this program with a song as he was singing a song about him speaking to himself as a younger self and what he would say to him. And some of you may not even know what you would say. And maybe you have to think about it. And why even think about it? Because it'll help you think about where you've come from so you can learn in terms of where you want to go. Because ultimately, we have today. That's all we're guaranteed. And how can we live today and develop freedom? We have a freedom process that we teach at Intentional Living. It begins with focusing on those desires and goals and dreams that God places in your heart, His intentions, and then developing the kinds of habits that will move you in that direction to accomplish it. But the third step is always decluttering your life to eliminate clutter. And you may be thinking about, yeah, I got a garage full of clutter. Well, that may be part of it. But beyond that, there's so much clutter that we collect from our past experiences, regrets and fears and worries. And you know what happens? Satan uses those. I think sometimes Satan almost can sit on the sideline because we do it to ourselves. And if we can experience the freedom to be able to remove that clutter from our life and experience the freedom of forgiveness, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of you need to be freed spiritually to know that God loves you, He cares for you, and that His salvation for you is eternal. And as His child, that you can begin to live in a new life, clean and free, and then make the choices that are intentional to move from today to tomorrow in a way that brings Him joy and pleasure. Wow, too little time for today's topic, but thanks for joining in. We're going to keep these phone lines open at 888-888-1717. And tomorrow we're going to come on back and talk about getting on the same page in faith and marriage, the power of being on the same page spiritually in marriage and what happens when you're not, as we continue talking about being intentional. And again, thanks to all of you that we saw this weekend at our Hope for Your Home conference. Thanks for all the staff that were involved and team. And thanks to Dr. Lehman for a great weekend. We had a lot of fun. And we'll do it again in Albuquerque coming up this fall. We'll tell you more about that in the weeks ahead. For the entire team at Intentional Living, I'm Randy Carlson. Have a great day.